Here is 5 simple truths to take you closer to calm. With me, Claire Downham, the Queen of Calm. Here's a tip about how to listen to these tracks. You don't have to sit down and take it all seriously. All you need to do is listen. And you can do that while you're getting on with other things during your day. I don't want to give you anything else to do in order to listen to these tracks. So just listen like you would listen to music. I listen to content like this while I'm getting ready in the morning or sometimes when I'm going for a walk. It's up to you when you do it. I don't want you to feel like I'm giving you anything extra to do. You can download these tracks and save them on your phone. And I really do recommend listening to them more than once. I hope you enjoy these tracks. Now, it's time to listen. So we're already on part 4 of this little journey, 5 simple truths to take you closer to calm. And this section 4, track 4, I don't know why I'm calling it, is that all feelings are an indication of your state of mind, your thoughts. And once you know this deeply, your inclination to act when you are feeling off reduces and it begins to make more sense to pause. Now, I'm going to probably use more than one car metaphor during this part that I'm talking about. And that's because it's a really useful metaphor, really, in terms of thinking about our feeling states and getting warnings. So you've already heard from me about the fact that our feelings are not an indication of either the outside world and what's wrong with that, or that there's something wrong with us. Neither of those things are what our feelings are telling us. What our emotional state, feelings, whatever you want to call them, are telling us is what state of mind we're in, what thinking we have in this moment, what our perspective is on what is happening or what somehow somebody's behaving or something like that. It's about understanding that all of that is an inside job. Now, if you take the car metaphor, it's really, really useful. So if you're driving along in your car, you have a dashboard, and the dashboard is giving you all sorts of information about the state of your car. So it's telling you how fast your car is going. It's telling you how little or how much fuel you have. It may be telling you all sorts of other things, like how much oil you have, or whether you need oil, or whether you need screen wash. My fiance's car seems to tell us all sorts of different things, whether there's a bulb out or whether there is something wrong with the engine management system, or it's all sorts of things. Seatbelt, who's got the seatbelt on? Who hasn't? It's flashing and telling things all the time. But particularly, it will let us know when there's something wrong with the vehicle. Now, if we read that dashboard wrongly, we will do some very funny things. So if we read that dashboard and we think it's telling us about the outside world, well, that would be like getting out of your car and getting into the car next door, or lifting up the bonnet of the car next door, putting fuel in the car next door, or, you know, getting in the car next door, pressing their brake when your engine's going too fast. That would be what that would be like if we go along the lines of the outside world is creating this feeling. If you think the feeling is like a gauge on the dashboard, the speed one's really useful because often our thinking is very, very fast when we're feeling uncomfortable, very fast, anxious, stress thinking, or very angry thinking. Everything seems to happen very fast, and we're happening very fast, or our thoughts are. And it really would be like getting out of your car and going pressing the car next door's brake. If you thought it was coming from the outside world. And, you know, equally, you you might go, if you're going really, really fast and you think, oh, that because there's something wrong with the car, you might well, you know, keep going under the bonnet to find out why the car's going so fast, or, you know, poking around or whatever, when really, you know, all you need to do is take foot off the accelerator. It's that small, isn't it? It's nothing wrong with the car. In the same way, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that sometimes you're misreading those dials. You're either thinking the dial is telling you that the car next door's got a problem, or you think it's saying that there's actually a problem with you or a problem with the car, when really all that needs to happen is we need to lift our foot off the accelerator and perhaps put our foot on the brake. So where this is useful in terms of how we see things is first of all around feeling management. So I've already pointed to, you know, going outside of your car and pressing the brake doesn't make sense when you realise that it's inside, it's all working from inside. But of course, in our human life, we do that, don't we? We either go try and make the rest of the world behave itself, or we try to manage our feelings through drinking or smoking or whatever else we might do. Eating chocolate used to be my thing mostly. Or we think we've got to do lots of therapy or lots of tools and techniques to try and fix ourselves, because we think, you know, we think it's a big problem, rather than realizing, well, it's just a state of mind issue in this moment. So what happens when we start to read that dial better is that it stops making sense to cover up the feelings, to try and suppress them or get rid of them with anything, with either those unhealthy behaviours that I've just talked about, drinking, smoking, etc., or with all the tools and techniques you can be taught to do, types of breathing or tapping or whatever else you might think you need to do to manage your feelings in the moment. That all stops making so much sense, because that's like, for me, that's like, here's my car dashboard giving me all this useful information about how my car is doing right now, and I'm going to drive around with a piece of cardboard stuck over that. So I will, what will happen then is I will, well, I'll first of all probably get some speeding tickets, because I won't be aware of my speed. I won't be able to read the gauges. I'll probably run out of fuel next. I'll probably run out of oil eventually, and blow a head gasket, which is where my mechanical knowledge completely and utterly ends. Blowing a head gasket. I know that happens if you don't have oil in your engine, I think. But I'm not a mechanic, so, you know, it's just a metaphor. If you've got that piece of cardboard covering up the car's warning, that's very like us trying to get rid of our feelings. Your feelings are there for a reason. They're there to give you information about your state of mind. And if you keep squashing them and covering them up and trying to get rid of them, you will then act from that state of mind, because that's what you're doing, really. So here it goes. Here's some dodgy thinking I've got. I'm feeling that in my body. I've got a feeling of some description, angry feeling. Let's take anger. It's quite a useful one because it's really easy for us to see that. So somebody's doing something. I feel angry. And I think that feeling is coming from them. So I'm going to then take this off thinking, which is what the feeling was telling me about, and I'm going to act with it. So my behaviour is coming from the off thinking. The feeling's warning me I've got off thinking, but I don't know that. So I'm going to act in the world. I'm going to do something. I'm going to behave from dodgy thinking. When in actual fact, when we go, oh, there's a feeling, and the feeling is letting us know about our state of mind, this emotion is the indicator of my state of mind, then I don't think, if I went did a survey on the street asking people with a microphone, I might do this. Because I'm that crackers. Would you act from angry thinking? Would you act from anxious thinking? Do you make decisions? Do you make good decisions when you're feeling angry? Do you make good decisions when you're feeling anxious? I think most people would say no, we don't, do we? Because and how wonderful, we've got a system to let us know, whoa, hang on a minute, guys and gals, just watch out. There's your feeling state is letting you know, hang on, watch out for your thinking. Now, I remember the first time I really saw this in the moment, and it actually, it completely changed how I behaved. So there is somebody in my life who sends really quite unpleasant messages, quite rude messages on a regular basis, less so now, which is also interesting. But when those messages used to come in, then me and my fiancé would get really upset about them, and we'd reply angrily, you know, banging out the keyboard on the phone, banging out the phone keyboard to get this message back, to let this person know they're out of order and they shouldn't be speaking to us like that, and blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, they would send a message back, and we'd send a message back. And by the end of the Sunday evening, we'd all be absolutely, well, the two of us would be absolutely shattered and go to bed. I would then probably not sleep. I'd wake up with more things I needed to say to her in the middle of the night. And it wasn't particularly healthy. Now, one day, probably about a year ago, I received one of these messages on a Sunday night, and I felt the initial, flipping heck again, really? You know, it's that kind of thing. And I stopped because I realized I was not in a good place. I was not calm. I was not centered. I was not in the present. My head was whirring, but I felt that in my body. And I knew then that bodily feeling was letting me know, put your phone down and go do something else. Now, I think then later on in the evening, when I was calm, I looked at the message again and just thought, I can't remember that. There's no point replying to that. Just ignore it. She's not in a good state of mind, this person sending the messages. But when I was calm, I just felt a lot of compassion for her. And it didn't make sense to put any more fuel on that fire. Now, what I've noticed over time is that there's been less of this behaviour from her. There's been less of these rude messages. There's been less demands. There's been less Sunday night stressing about things. And that's been really interesting to unfold. But it's about seeing that your feelings are a state of mind indicator. They're going to let you know whether your thinking is helpful or not. And as you start to see this deeper and deeper, you become more tuned into it. And then in the moment, what I've noticed for me is that I act less from those feelings. And that means there's a life with less regrets. There's a life where I'm upsetting an awful lot less people, and where I'm making decisions and behaving for myself in a much better way. So again, this is about you growing in curiosity. You know, what happens when you consider what that feeling is letting you know about? What decisions do you make? How are things different? So just get curious about this, be open-minded to see how your feelings, your emotions are letting you know about your state of mind. They're your human dashboard, and we are so lucky to have that. So enjoy exploring that.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you found that helpful. Whatever you are noticing right now, remember that if you want to, you can discuss that with me. You can book a one-to-one Calm Clarity call, or you can join me on the Calm Cafe. You already have the details for those things on the PDF where you accessed this audio. Enjoy the rest of your day.